Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. As we learned in the previous Mishnah, that if you have a Goy or a Kusi in your community, so they will destroy the ability for you to make an Erev Chatzeros. And the truth is, even if there was a Jew there that didn't want to participate in the Erev, he would destroy the ability for the whole community also to make an Erev. Unless we said by the Goy or the Gent or the Kusi, if you rent out his space, then it's fine. So now we're going to discuss what the rule is if you have a tzedoki. So a tzedoki is different than a kusi, because a tzedoki was actually a Jew. He was Jewish. A kusi wasn't Jewish. Tzedoki was Jewish. It's just that he, you know, he became an apikoros and a heretic because he didn't agree to the oral Torah, the Torah Shebaal Peh. And the tzedokim were a group in the time, Hayukat B'Yehuda, they're a group amongst the Yehudites during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, that they went against the oral Torah, the Torah Shebaal Peh, and they were called Tzedokim because the leader of the group, his name was Tzedok. Tzedok was a Talmud from Antignus Ish Socho. Antignus, the leader of Socho. So that's where they got the name Tzedokim. And the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is actually missing a few words when we begin. It really should begin like this. Like this. Tzedoki, how are you, Kanachi? Tzedoki is just like a guy, right? Says, and then Rabbi Gamliel Omer, we all says, no, he argues on the Tanakhama, Enu Kanachi, he's not like a guy. Meaning, Shemoyel by Bittu Rishus, because you could nullify his Rishus. What does that mean? So now we're going to discuss what this nullification of his Rishus means. And therefore, since you can nullify his Rishus, you don't have to rent it out from him. Normally we said, if it's a guy, you got to rent it out from him in order to, you know, make the Erev Chatzeros be complete. But here we're going to see that according to Rabbi Gamliel, he argues in Tanakhama. Tanakhama says that Tzedoki is just like a guy. Rabbi Gamliel is going to say that no, he's not like a guy. And therefore, you don't have to rent the space from him. If he's willing just to nullify his rishus, his domain, then the Erev could work. So by a guy, you'd have to rent out his space to make the Erev work. But by a Tzedoki, according to Rabbi Gamliel, as long as he'll nullify his rishus, he'll make a bit of rishus, then it works. So right away, I'm a Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says, my answer is a story, but tzedoki echad with a tzedoki, sheredari man who was living with us, but mavo in the alleyway, be yushalayim and yushalayim. And he was mevatil his rishus on Erev Shabbos. He said, hey guys, my domain is null, and, you know, I'm just looking at me as if I'm not here. So Ramalana Abba, our father told us, maru, quickly, votziu is called kilim amavo, go quickly, take all your utensils out into the alleyway, so you can make a chazaka on the mavo in the alleyway when Shabbos comes in. Anshla Yotzi, before the tzedoki takes his utensils out into the mavoi, v'yasar aleichem, and prohibit his alleyway on you. Meaning, if the tzedoki would take his utensils out first into the alleyway, so then he could say, you know, yeah, I said I'll be make a bittel on my, you know, my mavoi earlier. Now he says, no, I'm not. I'm leaving all my utensils out here, and therefore I'm not nullifying my space. And therefore he would destroy the possibility of making an Erev Mavos for the whole community. But since we took out our utensils first, before the, you know, the tzedoki had a chance to take out his utensils, so now the tzedoki can't backtrack from the nullification that he had of his domain, of his rishus. And now, once we took our utensils out first, we kind of acquired the rishus, and now his bittel, his nullification of his rishus helps, and you don't have to rent it out from him. He says he's nullifying his rishus, and the Erev should work now. And even though this is not like the normal chazaka by karka, right, by acquiring land, nevertheless, for this, the Chachamim were lenient for an Erev to make it work. That would be the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. So a tzedoki, as long as he nullifies his rishus, then the Erev will work, whether it's an Erev Chatzeros or an Erev Mavos. Whereas Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says, no, Blush Nachar, Yehuda holds that really a tzedoki is like a guy. And for him to be mevatel his rishus to nullify his domain doesn't help to make the community Erev work in order to carry. And he learns that the father of Rabbi Gamliel had a different response to his family. He said like this, Maru vasu tzarcheichem, quickly, go ahead and do the things you need to do, go up in the alleyway, meaning do whatever you have to do for Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, in the alleyway. Ad shelo yotzi. What does ad shelo yotzi mean? Ad shelo yotzi hayom, before the day ends, not until this guy takes out his stuff, because that's dependent upon that, according to Yehuda. He's like a guy, and there's no such thing as nullifying his rishus. You'd have to rent the domain from him. If you rent the domain from him, then it won't help him to nullify his rishus. Therefore, he said, the father of Aaron Gamliel told his family, just go do whatever you need to do on Erev Shabbos over there in the alleyway. Because once Shabbos comes in, V'yesu aleichem, the Tzuki will ask it on you because he just won't, you know, rent out his space to you guys. And him nullifying it won't help. Because if Yehuda will hold, he's mamash like a guy. And therefore, only if you rented the space from him. But as long as you didn't rent the space from him, it's not going to work. So just chaparai and do what you can do Erev Shabbos in the alleyway. And once Shabbos comes in, it's tough luck. And because he's not letting you rent out a space, then the Erev can't take place. Okay, that'll be the difference of opinion between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda and what the rule of a tzedoki is. Rabbi Gamliel says he's like a Jew, and Rabbi Yehuda would say he's like a guy. And then each one would have its, you know, different ramifications. Mishnah Gimel. We mentioned earlier that if one of the people of the courtyard didn't make an Erev with the rest of the dwellers, so he prohibits, you know, everybody from carrying in that chatzar from their houses to their chatzar and from their chatzar to their houses. All right, one guy will ruin it for everybody. However, what happens if he is mevatel, nullifies the rishus of his house, and bitul lahem rishus based over rishus chatzero, if he nullifies his house and his courtyard, so then kol mutar, everyone's permitted to carry from the house to the courtyard, from the courtyard to the house, right? Because that's what we just mentioned. Because since Shehel Vezesh La'irav, since the one that didn't make the Erev, is Mevatel, all his Rishus, his house and his courtyard, so he's like a guest, you know, just amongst all other people in the courtyard, and therefore a guest can't answer anything on everybody else in the Erev will work. But what happens if he's only Mevatel, the Rishus, what happens if he only is Mevatel his Chatzar, but not his house? So now what's the din? So let's see. Says the Mishnah, Anshir Chatzar, people of the courtyard, Shachach Echad Mehan, that one of them forgot, Vlo Erev, he didn't make an Erev. So they explain over here, he didn't make an Erev Chatzeros with the rest of the people of the courtyard. And the Gemara explains, they were talking about a case where he forgot to make his courtyard an Erev. Meaning, Avlo Amar Shemivatel Ham Afes Rishus Beso, he didn't forget to Mivatel his home. So he's Mivatel his home, but he's not Mivatel his courtyard. So now what do you do? I'm sorry, here the case is, he is Mivatel Rishus of the Chatz of his courtyard, but he forgets to Mivatel Rishus of his house. So now what do you do? So the Tana holds that one who's Mivatel Rishus of his courtyard, but not of his home, then Beso Aser Milahathas Umulahotzi, his home would be prohibited to bring in and bring out, to bring in from the courtyard to his home, to bring it, and to bring Lahotzi Mimenu, and to bring out from the house to the courtyard. Lo Velahem, Lazesh Lo Ir Velanche Chatzar HaCherem She'irvu Beneim, meaning Lo Velahem, he and they can't bring things from his house to his courtyard, or from his courtyard to his house. Because since he was not Mevatel, the Rishus of his home, he was only Mevatel, the Rishus of his courtyard, so it comes out his home is just one domain, the courtyard is another domain. So neither him nor the people, the community, can bring things from his house to the courtyard or from the courtyard to his home. However, v'shalahem, all the other homes, mutarin lo v'lahem. All other homes are permitted for everybody to carry from the courtyard to their house, to the house to the courtyard, and even for this guy. Why? Since he nullified his rishus of his courtyard, Nas v'tam, their homes became together with his chatzar, one giant domain. And then he's considered like a guest by them. A guest is able to be metaltal to carry in the whole rishus of the people that he's staying by. Therefore, even he is permitted to carry from the courtyard to their houses and from their houses to the courtyard. So in this case where he just says, my courtyard is null, but not my home, he and them can't carry from his home to the courtyard, from the courtyard to his home, but they can carry from their home to the courtyard, and even he can carry from their homes to the courtyard. Why? Because it's only his house which is separated from the group, but his courtyard and the rest of the homes are all considered one group. Now what happens if Nasun lo Rishusa, and if the people of the courtyard that made the Erev with him were Mevatel, their Rishus of the Chatzar to him, right? Then, who mutter, he'd be permitted to carry in and out from his house to the courtyard, because they just were mevatel their rishus to him. So now once, you know, they're so nice, they mevatel their rishus to him, he could even carry from his own house to the courtyards, and from the courtyards to his own house. But now v'hena asurin, they're going to be prohibited lahatos lahotim b'tayim to carry from their own houses into the courtyard, right? Because they just gave their whole courtyard over to this one guy. And maybe you'll say, oh, let all these people be a guest by this one guy. We don't say that, because one guy can be a guest by multiple people. Multiple people can't be a guest by one guy. So, excuse me, if these people just said, hey, we're going to give you our chatzar, so very nice. This one guy can carry from his house to the chatzar and back, but now the rest of the town, they're stuck because they can't carry from their homes into the courtyard because they just gave their courtyard away to this one guy. What about another case? Hayushnaim, if there are two people that forgot, and Shashachu, they forgot, they didn't make the Erev. And the rest of the people of the chatzar, they made the Erev, B'nehem, they said, hey, we'll nullify our Rishus to you guys. Then Osun Zeh Al Zeh. Shrei Me'ata, now, a chatzar shall shneim, he, the chatzar is these two people. V'heim, and they never made an Erev. Hilgach Asa Lahem, it's prohibited for these two people, Lahotzi, to carry men abatim in the houses to the courtyard, or to bring from the courtyard into the houses. Because now you have a courtyard which is owned by these two people, but their homes are still individually owned. So you can't go from an individually owned house into a partnered group courtyard, or vice versa. And the mission explains, She'echad nosin rishus, one person could be mevatel rishus to all the people of the courtyard, that he didn't make an erev with them, to let them all carry, v'notel rishus, and he could also take rishus from the dayar, from the dwellers of the people that made the erev, she'echad him, they're permitted mevatel to him, their rishus so that he could carry, that's fine. But Shnayim knows the Rishus. Two people can give Rishus. Shnayim, two people didn't get to make an Erev, can be Mevatel their Rishus to the rest of the dwellers that made an Erev in order for them to carry. But V'yein Notlim Rishus, they cannot take Rishus Menachem from other people. Because people that the rest of the community that made the Erev amongst themselves, they're not going to be Mevatel their Rishus to two people that didn't make an Erev. Hoyal sins V'yein Oisim Zazet, since they ask one on another, like we just mentioned earlier, because even if they own the whole courtyard as a partner, right? So you have this courtyard owned by these two guys, but their homes are owned individually. Now you can't carry from the individual homes into this partner group. And the Gemara explains over here, Shem Mevatel Rishus La'anshei HaChatzar, one who was Mevatel Rishus to the people of the courtyard. Also, they're just saying over here that you should say it explicitly to each and every person that you're doing this bittul. And that concludes Mishnah Gemara.